Take it away, Cabaret.
Thank you, Nikki. Welcome to Cabaret on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name is Madeline Cave, and I'm your host for this evening. So, I host house concerts, and last year I put out a shout on a website asking for some musicians to perform at my house concerts, and I get quite a lot of response for that. So I listen to people who get back to me, and one person I heard was a very wonderful singer-songwriter with an equally wonderful name of Jeremy Facknitz, and I listened to some of his work and really enjoyed it. So I invited him to perform at a house concert. However, it snowed, and we didn't know how much snow we were going to get. And so people don't tend to come out when there's an unknown amount of snow about to descend in Colorado. And another issue was that Jeremy lives in Colorado Springs, so it's a long way to come if we end up getting 2 feet of snow. So we decided to postpone, and I invited Jeremy to come into Cabaret, and this was the first date that we could get together. So I am very delighted he's here now, and I'd like you all to enjoy listening to Jeremy Facknitz.
Thank you.
I think it's something to write home about. With your hair so pretty and your eyes so blue. But it's no wonder all I do is twist and shout. And if I'm not mistaken, you've been dancing too. Hey Lindsay, have you seen my breath? I think it ran off with yours to leave us here alone. So I can love you till there's nothing left, and you can sing out my name in your velvet tones. Yes, you sing my name in your velvet tones, daddy. Talked until the sun came up, sharing coffee cup confessions of shame and sin. We spoke of others, for lovers whom we gave ourselves up, yes we did. Then we closed our eyes so we could rush right in and know. Hey Lindsay, let's just share this breeze. Winds are coming, we can slow and sail together long as we both please. And should we ever feel it's best we go, I will still love you, and I think we know our minds. Well, so before we waste more time, let's step back and think this over. You in. I talk so cool, at least I do my best. Logic and reason are some darn good friends. Yeah, but there's ain't logic beating in my chest. This ain't logic beating out of my chest. No. Lindsay, have you seen my breath? I think it ran off with yours to leave us here alone. so I can love you till there's nothing left. And you can sing out my name in your velvet tones. Oh, sweet Lindsay, have you seen my breath? I think it ran off with yours to leave us here alone. No, so I can love you till there's nothing left. And you can sing out my name in your velvet tones. Yes, you sing my name in your velvet tones. Be mine. Yeah, before we waste more time, just kiss me and take me over.
Ah, Jeremy Facknitz there. So you can hear why I wanted to have him play at a house concert and why I was so impressed by his music. Most of your songs that are originals, Jeremy?
Yeah. I'm playing mostly original shows now, and hasn't always been that way, but yeah, I have a...
Very nice. Thank you so much. So as talented as Jeremy is, he's still not good enough to be able to play guitar and keyboard at the same time. in case you heard that keyboard, which you should have done. So I'm going to let him introduce John, who's here with him this evening.
Yeah, John Standish is playing keys. He plays in my band with me, and I had this booked, and just this past weekend I thought, you know, why not extend the invite to a couple of the guys in the band, and John said yes, and then he drove me up here. So what a fantastic
win-win.
Man.
Keyboardist and chauffeur.
Win-win.
Double tasking here.
Well done. Okay, well, we'll have another listen to a few songs here, and then we'll chat a bit and find out a bit more about Jeremy.
This one's called Motherland. Stunning and blind, the others get in line to bow their heads and kneel, but I'm in search of something real. Gotta make my way back home, find my motherland, where the people speak in tongues that I can understand. Find a voice that sings my soul and follow its command. Make my way, I must make my way back home. I won't pledge my love to stars and stripes that wave from high above the land of arrogance and deep. And cheer, raise their hearts to sing, but I no longer feel a thing. So gotta make my way back home and find my motherland, where people speak in tongues that I can understand. Find a voice that sings my soul and follow its command. Don't make my, I must make my way, must make my way back home. Ooh. keep your pomp and circumstance, swagger and your flags, 'cause I'm packing all my bags. With all the hope I found, and I won't ever turn around. Gotta make my way back home and find my motherland, where the people speak in tongues that I can understand. Woo! Find a voice that sings my soul and follow its commands.
Is home in that song, is that America or is that Colorado or?
Well, I just got back from 28 days in Canada, and a lot of people think, oh, you love Canada, it must be about Canada. And it's really, it's more of a spiritual sense, you know, that place, wherever we came from, whatever you believe, like the stars, for me, before I developed these identities, you know. But it is definitely it's a song about a man who's pretty angry with his country. So I think that's pretty obvious.
Good song.
And I happen to be American. So there you go.
Well, thank you. We'll move on to your next song.
Well, this one's called Ballet of an Unhatched Chick. And it's all about coming out of your shell, which I'm still doing. One, two, three, four. I'm a little birdie, and that is all I'll ever be. Though my legs are sturdy, I don't know where they're taking me. I'm tapping out a prayer to give me strength to break apart the orange and spotted membrane. Fear is built around my heart. I promise you someday I'm gonna break out and leave my shell behind. And until that someday, the sky above's been falling since my mama pushed me out. And I can hear her calling, but why she gotta scream and shout? 'Cause it sounds as if the whole wide world's gone mad and straight to hell. So tell me when it's over and safe for me to leave my shell. I promise you someday and leave my shell behind. And until that someday, yeah, when I finally break out, well, I won't shed no tears, 'cause the world can't hurt me here. Not the only shell you see. Still I'm lonely as a chickadee could be. Ah! Yes, I know it's senseless hiding in this tiny thing, shoring up defenses and hanging on with both my wings, poking out my legs and running blind just to get my kicks. All my life just dancing, belly of an unhatched chick. Yes, I promise you someday I'm gonna break out and leave my shell behind until that's one day, yeah, when I finally break out. Well, don't disturb me here,
thank you. So I'm always impressed when I meet musicians these days that are able to make a living at it. And Jeremy's one of the few that I've had in on Cabaret, I think, who is able to do that. I know that it's a lot of hard work, but congratulations. But until you teach as well.
Yeah, thank you. I teach lessons and play shows. I try to. When I leave, I have a wife and two small kids, and when I leave them, usually I'm good for about 7 or 8 days before I have to come home because I miss the kids.
Yeah.
And my wife needs me home because I've been gone for 7 or 8 days.
Yeah, and you miss your wife so much,
And I miss my wife so much, too, of course. That goes without saying. And I just make as much as I can and come home and on to the next. And I do still play some bars and cafe shows here at home. I don't always advertise those. I tend to keep them a secret because I want people to come to the good shows when I have John by my side or the band behind me, yeah. And make it a big event. We've been very lucky to, my wife and I, like I was telling you before we started, it's been an unfortunate 5 years in that my wife and I, we've lost 4 grandparents and a parent. But, you know, we've been given a little bit of a cushion and a windfall to like really, you know, be able to like pursue this and have some dry periods, because there's no stability in income when it comes to this.
It's, no, there is not.
There's great times and there's not so great times. Yeah. And so.
And you've built up quite a following down in the Colorado Springs area. So that is always nice. I think that you would like to expand a bit more up into this area, perhaps?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've dabbled up here. Mm-hmm. I've played Fort Collins KRFC Live at Lunch a couple times.
Yeah.
In Boulder, I don't know if the Laughing Goat is still open.
It is.
I've played there a few times. I played there with Paul Sproul about 10 years ago, and I got to meet him through that. And I'd like to, it's definitely in the next year or so, really pushing it up here, because even though I've been playing for like 22 years, I've only been really doing these listening rooms and radio interviews and house concerts and stuff like that in the last 2 years.
Mm.
So it's like, I've been doing this a long time, but I haven't been doing this specifically for a long time. So I'm still trying to build things down in the Springs, touring to different destinations like, you know, the Pacific Northwest and Southern, the Western Canada. And, and now it's, you know, and slowly coming out into northern Colorado. I'd love that.
Well, and I had mentioned to you that I help a local band here, Crowboy, to get gigs around. And my experience, and I don't know if you've found this as well, that it's often easier to get bookings even, further away in other states or in other countries than it is sometimes in your own state, not so much perhaps, Colorado Springs or for them, the Boulder area, but just, a little bit further away, like for them to go to Colorado Springs or for you to come here. Do you find it's easier to get bookings in, say, Canada? You've just done a tour there.
Of course.
Yeah.
I don't know. There could be just different schools of thought on that. It's the fact that I'm coming from so far away. I'm an exotic foreigner.
here you go.
All the way from the United States. I don't know.
That's the first time I've heard a guy from Colorado.
Foreigner.
Yeah, being described as an exotic. Yeah.
I'm an exotic foreigner. This gives you an idea. I'm part of this listening room, the Listening Room Network, is yes. database for house concerts. And I submitted to 50, I kept track. I submitted to 50 American house concerts, and I got 5. I submitted to 8 Canadian house concerts, and I got 4. So there's better ratio
better return.
I'm like,
and you're investing time in doing all that, so it's not, you know, it's costing you
exactly,
you know. So yeah,
and it's just you know, it's a 2-hour, $200 flight to Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why wouldn't I go there if I wanted? And it, you know, and on the other side of that coin, maybe, you know, there's not that exotic air to me in Colorado Springs. I've seen that guy play Rico's Cafe. I've seen that guy take the garbage out in his underwear. I don't want to. He's not worth seeing. I don't know. That's like, this is my speculation, but it's something that like I run into. Now, I don't mind because I love to travel and I love to see new places.
Yeah.
And I even like to, and we have 2 young kids, so it's tough to go to cross the pond.
Yes.
Because that's like a lot of travel and I'll be gone for a long time. But I want to work something out because I know that I would do really well in Scotland and England and Germany.
Yes, so Jeremy, this might be a great name for your band when we all get to play together. Jeremy Facknitz and the Exotic Foreigners.
There you go.
What do you think? Got a nice ring
there
to it.
There you go. Yeah,
it's pretty good.
That's why he's a songwriter, you see.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I mean, Germany is a wonderful place to tour, I have to say. Now, you're very fortunate to have such a supportive wife, but she's a musician as well, isn't she?
Yeah.
So she will understand.
Yeah, she a singer-songwriter. She is kind of... just now kind of budding out of the mom cave again with our 2 and 5-year-old. She still plays cafes. There's a cafe right behind our house down in Colorado Springs, and she plays that once or twice a month. But she's kind of poking her head out of the mom cave and going, who am I now and what can I do? And
what do I remember who I am?
What do I want to do?
You
know, but she's always been extremely supportive of this, and she understands it. She understands what it's like to, like, you know, in some cases have to come to terms with who you are. You know, I didn't always want to be a singer songwriter. I wanted to do something normal sometimes. Like, I was a financial advisor for a short period of time.
Okay,
that was a square peg in a round hole, and it just kept coming back to like, Jeremy, this is what makes you happy. This is who you are. You have to kind of accept that. And now let's bust tail and let's make it work.
Nice.
You know, so.
Well, let's hear some more of your music.
Well, going back beyond my wonderful, beautiful wife, I did have a few relationships before that. And I think relationships...
I hope this isn't the first time she's hearing about that.
Nope, she knows.
No, this is all well known.
No, I'm kidding.
And she... exes are great material for songs, and I have 2 about the same woman. And this is going on the radio, so there's a chance that she could hear this, I guess, my ex-girlfriend. I doubt it, but... Anyway, this one's called Brushed Off by Julie Ray. This is the first song. It's a very sweet song. Sentences here, shed a smile there, spoke of our mutual matchmaking friends. You know, she's so hard to read, no man can succeed at translating the signal she sends. But she's got a love that takes a hold of her, a laugh just like an overture, a mouth so kissable I can't look away. Oh, but looking's all I'll do, in fear of the day I be brushed off by Julie Ray. 'Cause I'll come on too strong. Not enough, yes, it's happened before. And you may call me absurd, but I figure this, I figure if I keep my distance, stays a crush and I'm 14 forever. No one gets hurt. She's the model of security, the last shred of human purity. And all of these words I'll eventually say, oh, just how she makes me feel. Then I'll count down the days till I'm brushed off by Julie. Just like an overture of mouth, so gizmo I can't look away. But looking's all I'll do. If you have that day, I'd be brushed off by Julie Ray. She's a model of security, she's the last shred of human purity, and all of the I'll eventually say, oh, just how she makes me feel. And then I'll count down the days till I'm brushed off by Julie Ray.
That is a sweet song. It is a sweet song, although a bit sad.
Yeah.
Not nearly as sad as this next song.
Oh, right. I'll
which
get my tissues
very,
out.
It's got a very different feeling to it, as you're about to find out.
And I even have to change some of the lyrics for the radio edit.
Ah.
Yes. Oh, okay.
So that was the infatuation stage. And this was 5.5 years later, after we got engaged.
Oh, so this is the same person?
Same person.
Interesting.
It's called This Is the Stuff That My Nightmares Are Made Of.
Okay.
And I'm going to take a sip.
Okay. I think we're getting this the idea here.
Yeah. You're going to get it even
getting
more.
Getting the story. Okay. I'm all ears and headphones.
Okay.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 1, ready, go. She's a damsel in dire distress. She's a Budweiser stain in a dress. He's a daring young man on a kind of trapeze. Hangman's a noose in the sky. Hangs another dead savior up high. Na-na-na-na-na. Suppose it could not have happened to nicer guy. Or so they tell me. Who will save her now? As fast as I can, I raise both my hands. She'll be the stuff that my nightmares are made of. And I won't wake up. I won't wake up. Hide the knives neath the couch or the bed. Hide the bat case she bash in my head. I can tell by the drink and the stink on her breath that the poo has buried the man. Baby rips to me one wide as she can. Da, 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 da. So I grab me a pillow and sleep in the van. Oh, I'm comfy, cozy.
save me now and tear at the seams of my stupid dreams. 'Cause this is the stuff that my nightmares are made of, and I can't wake up. I can't wake up. Oh, I built my life on a landslide, sewed my nose to her backside, chained my heart to a ticking bomb. Oh, 5, 4, 3, 2. Save me now, 'cause I'm lost on the seas of a deadly disease. This is the stuff that my nightmares are made of, and I can't wake up. I can't wake up. I can't wake up.
Well, a lot can happen in 5 years, I guess. So, yeah, that was even sadder than the first one.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite a jaunty tune.
I love that one. That's probably still. I have a whole new album coming out, and that was off my last album in 2016. No one asked me, and no one ever asks me. That's my favorite song by me.
Favorite
original. It's like Elton John in like a Tim Burton nightmare.
Well, you're getting a lot of emotion out there as well. So, well, I'm glad you did wake up. Mm-hmm. And you didn't get married to her.
No. It all fell apart.
Yeah. Luckily. I wonder why.
Well, it just wasn't meant to be.
No, I guess not.
You know, two different paths. I adore that relationship. I learned so much from that relationship.
Well, and you've written at least two good songs because of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's not to be sniffed at, I guess. Yeah. Well, I hope you've been able to write some other songs that, are more loving about your wife now, because I have a friend who has written some wonderful songs to his lovely wife, and it's so special, I think, to have a song written about you, don't you think? I mean,
well, in fact,
I wouldn't know, like, because nobody's ever written a song for me.
Oh, well, no. We will be writing a song for you later tonight.
Well, not if it's like that last one.
Okay, well, but
I'll skip on that, thank you.
The very first song that Jeremy did, which is almost always, I think it's always the first song you do. It's like Robert Frost's first poem.
I love being compared to Robert Frost.
Lindsay, hey Lindsay, that's his wife.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Well, that's a lovely song.
Thanks.
Well, I'll let you sing to us some more.
All right, this one's a brand new one. It's called "Watch This Bird Fly," and it's kind of about my life and how sometimes it hasn't always looked pretty. I've been tumbling through the sky, and it looks like I'm headed for disaster, but I seem to land on my feet. And so that's what this song's about. I had a dream. I jumped from a plane with my parachute wrapped in chains. Earth was rising, I was falling fast. I wished it wasn't so overcast, so you could see me and watch this bird fly. I'm 6,500 feet high. I'm gonna tumble through the sky and hit the ground. Hit the ground running.
my life I've lived this way. I had a feeling I would be okay. I guess my spirit had to risk my skin. I guess I'm nothing if I'm not all in. Watch this bird fly. I'm 6,500 feet high. I'm gonna tumble through the sky and hit the ground. Hit the ground running, touchdown Main Street, into a sea of concrete. Well, I bet you I land on my feet when I hit the ground. Hit the ground running, fear is my enemy. Fear is your enemy. Fear is our enemy. Fear is our enemy. Fear is my enemy. Death is my friend. From those sweet ashes I rise up again. Fear is my enemy. Death is my friend. From those sweet ashes I rise up again. I said, fear is my enemy. Death is my friend. From those sweet ashes. Watch this bird fly. Oh, I'm 6,500 feet high. I'm gonna tumble through the sky and hit the ground. Hit the ground running, touchdown Main Street, into a sea of concrete. Well, I bet you I land on my feet when I hit the ground. Hit the ground running, touchdown Main Street. Hit the ground running, land on my feet. Yes, I'm gonna land on my feet when I hit the ground.
Yeah, well, I had an image of you falling through some dark stormy clouds there, and some very lovely puffy ones before you landed on your feet. So
good. That's good. What that song's supposed to, yeah, to bring about.
Nice imagery. So you mentioned that you're recording another CD. Have you started that now, or are you just working on it?
Yeah, I'm working on it because of the fact that I have two young children and I've been touring. I started in January, and we just kind of get together when we can. And
oh, you've got another 2 years or so.
No,
then before.
No, I have set a self-imposed. I already set the album release show, so I set a self-imposed deadline. So it has to be done by the end of the year. The album release show is April 16th at Stargazers Theater in Colorado Springs. I'm working with Jared Headley, who's a producer and engineer down at North Park Studios in Colorado Springs, and he's a fine gentleman. It's coming together very nicely. He really knows his stuff, which is great. I've done the last few albums I've done were bedroom projects. You know, I lock myself in my cave and I don't talk to anybody and don't bathe for weeks. And this has been much more. village. Right?
I'm glad I didn't invite you here in the middle of one of those times then.
I got musicians and the band, which includes John playing keyboards beautifully tonight for me, and also Mike Kimlico plays bass, David Siegel plays violin, Brad Plez plays drums. So it's coming together as like kind of a modern jazzy folk James Taylor kind of vibe, but with a bit more angst and rockiness in it, I guess.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you mentioned your band, because I was going to ask about them, even though John's the only one that came up here and drove you this evening.
He's the only one who cares. He's the only one.
Clearly true.
Well, you know, you can remember that when you put the credits on your CD.
Yep.
Yeah, I want my name like twice as big as everybody else's. Yeah,
you've earned it, John.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I've actually, because I've seen your band on YouTube, because you have quite a number of YouTube videos. And you also, if you'd like to tell them about your website, social media.
Yeah, jeremyfacknitz.com. That's a very funky German last name, but that's my name. And if you just search Jeremy Singer Songwriter Colorado Springs, I'll come up. I'm pretty confident of that. I've released 4 solo albums in the past. I'm on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all those places. Of course, my website as well. And I've done different things. All my albums are kind of different. I've gone through phases where I did like a chamber pop album with French horns. And then I did a complete like kind of punk album that was where the Nightmares song was on that one. You know, and stuff like that. So I get bored easily and I kind of change it up a lot. But it's all me and it's all there on the interwebs for anyone who would like to enjoy it or not enjoy it.
Well, and people and string arrangements now. Just,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Yeah. I'm playing a show on August 23rd in the Springs. It's a house concert. And I've scored 3 parts for concert bass, cello, and violin to back me up. And we're going to do a with strings show. And then we're going to tweak it and do some rewrites and of the compositions. And I'll hopefully take it on the road. I can just hire people who play in symphonies and say, come play with me and
Very
back
nice.
Me up. So.
And so people can find out about your upcoming gigs on your website, I know, because you have your shows linked to that.
Yeah.
Do you have one coming up soon that people can come see you?
Well, the next show is that August 23rd show in Colorado Springs. I have yet to book anything up here.
Okay.
I'm trying. But it hasn't come through. I'm thinking about just saying I'm an exotic Canadian. And
well, I think that might work. That might work, you know.
Because, you know, Colorado Springs, you know, there's a chain in Colorado, if you haven't noticed this, you know. All the cities kind of are in a line, north to south, and they all kind of look down upon the one beneath them, I think, you know. It's like Boulder to Denver, and Denver people go, oh, Colorado Springs. And Colorado Springs people go, oh, Pueblo.
Exactly, yeah. And so I hadn't noticed that before, but you're quite right. But well, then what happens when you get north of Boulder?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Good question.
I don't know. Is there anything north of Boulder?
No, I think the Boulder's in. It must be.
Ooh.
I wasn't a dig. I'm just a dumb. I'm just from Colorado Springs.
Well, there you go. See, that's a good get out. So you mentioned you'd scored for some string instruments. So are you musically trained, or is this just something that you've got into as you were growing up?
No, just the school of hard knocks. No, I've always been into music that has that blended in. I'm a huge fan of Paul Simon, and he used a lot of that in his like Simon and Garfunkel days, and bringing in like an orchestra.
I can hear that in your music.
And
yeah.
So I've always been attracted to it. I've also been the kind of person that just. I don't wait for somebody to validate me. I just leap and go for it. And so I worked really hard on these scores, and I got better at it as it went. Like the last few scores I did I kind of have to bring the first ones I did up to snuff. I'm just kind of going for it, and I'm taking it to these Philharmonic players and going, "Is this totally stupid?" And they say it's not. Now, I am paying them.
Well.
So I don't know if they're lying.
They're not stupid either, though.
No,
so
they're
you've
not.
Got intelligent musicians
yeah.
working for
yeah,
you. That's a good
exactly.
thing. That's a good thing. So I wanted to ask you about, you know, you said that you worked in finance before. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then became a musician. Was there something that happened, or you just decided, you know, I've had enough of this. I want to, as you say, you know, music is your passion. Did you just make a decision to take this sort of leap of faith, or did something happen in your life?
Yeah, we were settling down. We lived in, my wife went to Colorado College and lived in Colorado Springs for most of her adult life. As we were getting ready to have children, she felt a need to be close to family, so we went back to St. Louis. And as we were getting ready to have children. I was looking at, like, not what music had given me in reality, which was all my close friends and my wife and all this stuff. I was looking at it, what it gave me monetarily. And I was 32, and I was getting married, and I was going to have a kid. And it was just time to quote unquote grow up. And so I said, well, I was working part-time for a financial advisor in the Springs. He said I'd be good at that because I could talk to people. And I was like, okay. So I studied very hard, and I took the Series 7 test, which is the test you take to sell securities in the United States. I failed it 3 times. I passed the 4th time. And I was licensed for 2 years to sell securities, and I was an associate financial advisor. Coming back to moving back to St. Louis, we moved back to St. Louis, and I was like, I'm doing now. And Lindsay, my wife, would say, don't you want to play any shows? And my body language would change, and I'd have my arms crossed and go, No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. You know, like trying to prove something, you know. I thought in my mind, I'd be it's more acceptable, especially in that culture in the Midwest, you know. I was marrying into a family where there's a lot of like business degrees from freaking Stanford, you know? And I was like, how do I fit into this? I need to be this guy. I need to be Chip Baker with the slick back hair and the polo on Saturday in the Dockers. And oh God, I'm just shivering just thinking of that.
There's another song in there.
There's another song in there. I think you're right. Yeah.
And so I was miserable. Shocking, I know. And I told my wife, it was the day after Christmas, 2013, and I was like, honey, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I have to do music. And we had a baby on the way, and she said something very profound. It was very poetic. She said, we do not stand on your shoulders. We stand, I'm going to mess it up. Something to the effect of, we stand beside you, and we support you in whatever you want to do, and we love you. And I was like, okay, the only thing keeping me from being a musician and looking people in the eye and saying I am a 40-year-old musician is loving myself enough to do it. And so I went through like kind of a daily spiritual practice in 2014 for a full year just to, you know, get in touch with loving myself enough to allow me to be me, basically.
Yeah.
And there's been no turning back since.
Excellent. Been great. Wonderful. Well, you're listening to Cabaret here on KGNU Radio, Boulder, Denver, and that extremely important place that is north of Boulder.
Fort Collins.
Fort Collins.
Fort Collins.
So you have
almost forgot.
I knew I just had to remind you of that wonderful place.
That's northeast of Boulder.
Directly.
Yeah, you weren't.
That's what I was saying.
Exactly, yeah.
No, I've played, I love Fort Collins.
I know.
Don't get me in trouble with Fort Collins. I'm already blacklisted from being from Colorado Springs.
All right, let's have some more of your wonderful songs. Thank you.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me. I always say this at the shows that I play. When I was young, I used to resent it when my favorite artists would turn 40 and have kids and start writing schmaltzy lullabies for their kids. And that's who I am now. And so this is a schmaltzy lullaby for my kid. But people are shining to this one. This will be on the next album. It's called Love So Big. I saw the moon rise over Mount Sopris and rode so very fast. Wouldn't believe how fast it came around. And I remembered that we're on this rock that spins us very fast. You wouldn't believe how fast it's spinning round. I'm gonna make you a love so big you won't notice it at all. I'm gonna make you a love so big you won't notice it at all. Big things go unnoticed, 'cause you are so very small.
energy inside you. The same thing made the sun, and it hung the star you wished upon tonight. So please remember that you're everything, and everything is one. Yeah, you are the star you wished upon tonight. I'm gonna make you a love so big you won't notice it at all. I'm gonna make you a love so big you won't notice it at all. Big things go unnoticed, 'cause you are so very small. But you won't stay that way, 'cause you're growing up and changing every day. I hope I can keep up. I'll be okay if I just practice what I preach. I might keep you within reach.
Lovely schmaltzy song, like that. Thank you. And nice keyboard and vocal harmonies there, John.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was wonderful. I'm not going to talk too much because I want to get another couple of songs in before the end of the show if we can. So take it away.
This one's called Bijou Bridge. One, two, three, four. Morning, he wanders away from his home in a geisha, searching for pennies across from the Denny's. He summons the courage to face us, 'cause he hates us. Men and women, so evil-hearted, our country's leaders, we'll get him started. Look out now, he is so many to happen. Yeah, he might be harmless, but there's no stopping him on the kids. They stare, but no one else who best seems to care. He's there, sharing all the wisdom of a man who's lost his mind on Bijou Bridge. The cheaters, the welfare runoff, the bottom feeders, of which he's one of. Oh dear Lord, it smells worse than you imagine. Yeah, but in a mindset, mental pageantry, oh, he's king in his town. Yeah, and all the passersby who wash the ground can't see that he's handing out the answers, and they're absolutely free on me. Shoot.
I say to something in the mountain air tonight. Alright, well, he'll cuss your God and spread his arms and take his final flight off me.
Yes. Good. Have you another song before we get to the end of the show? Excellent.
This is it. We don't get to talk after this. Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it. Thank you, Northern Colorado.
Especially Fort Collins.
Especially Fort Collins. Here we are, we don't know what for. We've got all we need, but we're fighting for more. Though we say, hey, I am okay, we still fight every day and we spin, chasing our tails. Stories we live by, they lock us in jail. Though we say, hey, I am okay, we still chase every day. It's hell in a hamster wheel, running in place from all we feel. Imagine what we could do if we stopped those things we do and rode the love down Life Avenue. You know, we don't stand a chance when all our regrets come and ask us to dance. Though we say, hey, well, I don't like that tune, it still leads us away. And these strings are so tightly wound, and all of our frets make such sorrowful sounds. Though we say, hey, I am okay, we still fret every day. It's hell to be so afraid of changes to plans our hands have made. Oh, what our hands will do if they drop those things they do and pick up love on Life Avenue. It all work out for the best. We'll have a better view if we stop those things we do. Ride the love down Life Avenue.
Facknitz, and please get in touch with him on his website if you'd like to have him for a house concert. I'm going to hand you back to the main studio now and Corriente.
Support comes from the Center for Transformative Movement, reminding you that dance is not just something you do at parties, and providing community-based programs like Dance with a Doc on the last Saturday of the month, where you can discuss the benefits of freeform movement with health professionals. More information can be found at cftmove.org. That's cftmove.org.
KGNU listeners love to garden, travel, explore culinary delights, and the great outdoors. And they're more likely to patronize businesses that support community radio. Sponsoring KGNU makes a powerful statement about your business by demonstrating your commitment to the community. For more information, contact Kenneth Flo, underwriting manager, at kenneth@kgnu.org or call 720-317-7230. Are now tuned into KGNU's Corriente every Tuesday from 8 o'clock until 10. We play Latin American music from all around the world. You are tuned into KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name is Danielle, and I will be here until 10 o'clock. Thank you so much for listening on this Tuesday. And also thank you to Cabaret for putting on a wonderful show. You're tuned into KGNU's Corriente.
Yo soy el cumbiambero.